This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Bob Edwards is on assignment. A symbolic special joint session of Congress has just begun in New York City's historic Federal Hall.
Special ceremony. Meeting will be in order.
Today's congressional session, just blocks from Ground Zero, is timed to commemorate next week's anniversary of the terror attacks that obliterated the World Trade Center and took more than 2,800 lives. Lawmakers are meeting on the same site where the country's first Congress met more than 200 years ago. NPR's David Wellner reports from New York.
Around 300 U.S. senators and representatives, both Republicans and Democrats, are arriving in New York this morning aboard a specially chartered Amtrak train. Their one-hour joint session here will mark the first meeting of Congress in New York since George Washington was sworn in as president 202 years ago. But for lawmakers who represent New York, this is much more than Congress returning to its historical birthplace.
It gives us a chance, New Yorkers, to say thank you to the nation through the United States Congress.
Congressman Charles Rangel, a Democrat who represents Harlem, allows that in the past, not all of his colleagues in Congress had much use for New York.
When we were hit and we came back and our colleagues saying, God bless America, we realized that we were not New Yorkers, we were Americans, and the Congress responded as Americans.
House Majority Leader Dick Armey says Congress is making a clear statement by relocating for the day to the site of last year's deadliest attacks.
It's again showing the unity and the resolve of the American people before the World Court of Public Understanding. And I think it's particularly important these terrorists realize they can hit us, we can take the blow, we can bounce back, and we can then give them holy fits, which we will do.
And Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says even though nothing substantive in terms of legislation will be done during the session, it should carry what he calls extraordinary symbolic value.
We want to make sure that the people of New York, but also the people around the country, recognize our sense of loss along with their own. And the best way to do that is for us to be there.
After the New York Daily News first broached the idea in an editorial, congressional leaders agreed in late July to hold a joint session here 5 days before September 11th. Melissa Hart, a Republican member of Congress from Southwest Pennsylvania, says it makes sense not to meet here on the actual anniversary.
I think it's good that we're going there near the year anniversary, but I'm glad we're not actually there on the 11th because I don't want to distract from their actual remembrances.
The expense of moving so many lawmakers to the city for the day, as well as the cost of a luncheon being offered by New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is being covered by a $1 million grant that Bloomberg obtained from the Pennsylvania-based Annenberg Foundation. Congresswoman Hart says she prefers the private funding.
I think it's better than spending the taxpayers' money. You know, a goal that Congress has to do something that is pretty much honorary ceremonial is a good one. But in the budget conditions that we have now, I think it's better that we were able to find private financing to actually be able to do it.
Congressional ethics panels ruled that the foundation money cannot be used to help put up lawmakers in hotels for the weekend. But Elliot Engel, another Democratic member from New York, says even a day in the city should help remind lawmakers that the task of recovery here is far from over.
We have been treated well in terms of money for New York for the rebuilding. We're going to need some more money, but I think that goodwill brings hard dollars, and this is all about goodwill and hard dollars.
And also, if only for a few hours, it's about Congress reconnecting with its original hometown. David Wellner, NPR News, New York.